Ta-da! Where do I see that? Saw that little gizmo over there.
I still don't see it.
Oh.
Hello, everybody.
You better say that louder. I don't think they heard you.
Hello, this is Music with Kara Hour.
Woohoo! All right, so where are we going to today, man?
So we're going to go with Jeannie's Got a Gun by Aerosmith.
Uh-oh, if she's got a gun, I hope she ain't riled up. That'd be crazy. Don't give a crazy woman a gun.
What have you done? Under love, it's the sound of my gun. Under love, what have you done? Under love, it's the sound of my gun.
Jamie's got a gun, so don't get her riled up, folks. She ain't playing. Actually, she's crazy like my lady. I didn't say that. Can I say that out loud?
Oh, yeah. I heard that.
All right, don't give her a gun. All right, where are we going now?
Sour Girl by Stone Temple Pilots.
Sour Girl?
Yep.
Was she rotten or something?
Oh, I hope not.
All right, Stone Temple Pilots, Sour Girl. It's just, I don't know, she's like, got a bad attitude or what?
Yeah, like a bad attitude towards him.
Ah, so, that explains it. All right. So, what are we going to talk about? Nothing, huh?
No.
All right, so if we ain't going to talk, what's the next song?
The next one is While My Guitar Gently Weeps, but it's a cover. It's Prince, Tom Petty, Steve Winwood, Jeff Lynne, and others.
Well, I was thinking, you know, that's kind of an odd crew to put together. You got Prince from Prince and the Revolutions and Tom Petty and all these different ones playing that song. Who was that originally by, do you remember?
The Beatles?
The Beatles? I think you're right. So, that's a pretty interesting combo.
And Prince does a really cool solo on it.
Yeah, he was a good guitarist. Is he still around?
No, he died.
Yikes. Yeah. Anyway, now you're getting ready to listen to Prince and Tom Petty and Steve Winwood and Jeff somebody or another, because I can't see it. It's cut off. Jeff who?
Lynn.
All right. a comment in there talk about the reason why all those other guitars were gently weeping was because of Prince.
I believe it.
I believe it too. He was a really good guitarist, man. It's a shame he ain't here no more.
Yeah.
That stinks. So where are we going now?
So it's gonna next is gonna be Retro Vertigo by Mr. Bungle.
Mr. Bungle. See, that whole doggone thing bungles my mind. Mr. Bungle. Retro Vertigo. What is Retro Vertigo?
I don't know.
Somebody Google it.
Before you and for
Okay, so Stephen said retro vertigo, the old-fashioned fear of heights where swooning and the likes may occur. Retro, a prefix occurring in loanwords from Latin meaning backwards. Retrogress on this model used to formation of compound word. We didn't need all that. And vertigo, a dizzying sensation of tilting with stabilizing surroundings or being a tilting. Or I had that happen to me one time. Uh-huh. I think I drank a little too much beer. I was like, ooh!
I get kind of dizzy feeling when I get up too high. I'm afraid of heights.
Oh, yeah. that if you stand up too quickly.
Yeah.
And afraid of heights. I'm really not afraid of heights. It's the fall that worries me. All right. So where are we going now?
All right. So I think now we're going to do All of My Love by Led Zeppelin. It was a song written about his son who died from a stomach illness, I think at 5.
Yikes. Yep. That's kind of depressing.
It's a good song, though.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Cloth, mine is the hand that sews. time. His is the force that lies within. Ours is the fire, all we can find. He is a feather in the wind. For it's all of my love, all of my love to you now. All of my love, oh, yes, all of my love to you now.
And then the computer monitor freaked out, and we witnessed retro vertigo firsthand. It was like, ooh, we're falling, and we can't get up. But you know what? If I was falling, I would just say I've fallen, and I refuse to get up, and I'd take a nap.
You just stay there.
Yeah, I just stay there. You're like, you all right? Yeah, I'm good.
I think I'd get up real quick, so just make sure nobody saw it walk off.
Yeah, so you play it off like that didn't just happen.
I meant to.
All right, so where are we going now?
The next one is It Ain't Like That by Alice in Chains. Jerry Cantrell was making a riff on a guitar, and it was actually a mistake, but it was a good one. Cool. And then the drummer, that whole album, he had to record it broken-handed and just kind of kept some ice by his hand.
Wow. So that'd be painful. But yeah, the best tunes end up being by accident. People get together and just have a jam session, and that's when everything clicks and somebody says, man, I hope somebody got that on tape.
Right.
Right? Because you may never see it again. Anyway, we did that, what, 2 or 3 weeks back?
Yeah.
Neil and I, we were out there throwing down. I was on the drums and he was on the guitar. Nope, didn't get it on tape, and only one person heard it that we know of.
It sounded great, though.
Anyway, here we go. It ain't like that, I tell you. Just trust me, it ain't like that. That's what he said,
I don't know if you want to trust.
Yeah, I don't know either. Here we go.
Anymore.
that was It Ain't Like That by Alice in Chains.
That's it?
Yep.
I was like, it just stopped abruptly, and it's like, yeah.
Well.
All right, well, it's a good tune.
So next is Lonely is the Night by Billy Squire.
Ooh, Billy Squire. He had a lot of good tunes back in the day. So I like Billy Squire's song, The Stroke. That one's a good one.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And your mind is not your own. Lonely is the night when there's no one left to call. You feel the time is right.
So this next one is going to be I'm 18 by Alice Cooper. There's like three or four different versions of it, so I'm not sure which one we're going to get, so we'll find out.
Said I was still 18?
Sure.
That didn't sound very reassuring. So what did you do? Did you mess to not hitting a button on time or you couldn't double click?
No, I did really good on the buttons. I remembered the buttons.
But what did you mess up?
I don't know. Did I mess anything? I don't think I did. I just
Oh, you just had a freak out moment.
Yeah.
Woohoo! All right. Well, there you go. Under the bus. Where are we going now?
Now it's going to be The Unforgiven by Metallica.
Unforgiven. Dang. That's kind of scary. It's like, you're supposed to forgive and forget, right?
Yeah.
Unless you just forget to forgive.
Oh no, that's a terrible idea.
Alright, whatever. Here we go, Metallica, The Unforgiven. This whiskey in the jar one, he's going to regret that one in the morning.
Well, maybe.
What's the song about?
It's a traditional old Irish song about a highwayman who robs the military or some official thing and gets betrayed by his wife or lover, like, right after.
She squealed on him?
Yeah.
Man, my lady wouldn't squeal on me. Unless she had some whiskey in a jar. Then she'd, like, squeal.
Well...
Oh, man. Dang, he got told on. What do you think?
And it's terrible.
Alright, folks, whiskey in the jar. What was that? Is an Irish guy did that?
Thin Lizzy, but there's a bunch of people that did it. They're one of them.
Oh, okay, this is one of them. Alright.
Especially in my mileage chamber.
Okay, so where are we going now?
So this is going to be the last one, and it's Chloe Dancer, Crown of Thorns by Mother Love Bone.
Yeah, Mother Love Bone, that's one in its own, but the Chloe Dancer portion, we googled that up, and Chloe meaning blooming or fertility in Greek. The word, which was one of the many names of goddess Demeter, refers to the young green foliage of shoots of plants in spring. And the Urban Dictionary says, Chloe is the most amazing person that you will ever meet. If she tells you her secrets, you'll know that you are something special. She is the sweetest and nicest... whatever. Leaves the imagination. Anyway, Chloe Dancer, huh?
Yep.
Are you a Chloe Dancer?
I don't know, because I'm still confused on
it. Yeah, I'm more confused than I was before we hit Google. But I dance like a... I call my version of dancing the slop. You know, S-L-O-P, like slopping the hogs.
Like slapping the mud? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm a sloppy dancer, so I ain't going to win no awards. You ever seen Linus on the way that kid on the Peanuts dances?
No.
That's me, man. You need to watch more TV. Get educated. All right. Anything else?
Thank you for listening, everyone.
Yeah, this is Chloe Dancer. Are you a Chloe Dancer? I think you are. Get up and dance.
She'd have to tie me to the ceiling. A bad moon girl, say your prayers, child. I wanna tell you that I love you, but does it really matter? I just can't stand to see you dragging on again, again. Honey, she missed the faded glory as the once again are doing time.